I wanted to mention that you have been actively engaged in the development of relationships in political, economic, commercial, cultural, and social realms. This has served a significant purpose in the development of a strong ground for the future of Turkey, the future of Canada, and the future of the relationship between Canada and Turkey. With your expertise and your knowledge and your engagement, where do you see Turkey 5 years from now?
Well, if you look from the economic perspective, I think the Turkish economy will continue to grow in the next 5 years. There's a lot that I can share regarding Turkish economy improvement, but I think we will not have enough time for that. But let me just say that it is the 17th biggest economy in the world, being a G20 member, sharing the same table with Canada, and sixth biggest economy in Europe. And despite the many challenges and global crises that we have been facing as the free world, it started and continues its growth throughout the last decade. Just to give one recent example, that the expectation for this quarter, 2016, of growth is close to 4%, despite all economic hurdles that the world is passing through. So, from Turkish-Canada economic relations perspective, our bilateral trade volume reached $2.6 billion Canadian dollars as of last year, and we believe it will continue to grow. Both economies are not competitive; they are complementary economies, so they are not rivals. And I mentioned about the Canadian mining investments in Turkey. In the meantime, there's a growing interest from the Turkish side to invest in Canada, mainly Toronto or GTA, and we have been, receiving very good responses from a trade delegation that you referred to, that many other Turkish investors would like to come and invest in Canada in different areas. We have pending free trade talks. These free trade talks, free trade agreement talks, the exporter talks have been successfully completed in 2013. To start the formal talks, we are now waiting the response of the Canadian government authorities. So in the next year, our hope is to finish and conclude this agreement in Canada, as well as to further promote the trade in all avenues.
And Your Excellency, in terms of building a strong relationship between Canada and Turkey, what would you say are some of the most relevant projects that you're currently working on? And at the same time, how can members of the community become more involved?
First one is, as I said, the free trade agreement.
Yes.
That is priority for Turkish government authorities. Secondly, to increase people-to-people exchange. As of this year, Turkey received more than 35 million tourists worldwide. And a small but important portion of it is from Canada. So 200,000 Canadians go to Turkey every year for tourism. The increase in this figure will undoubtedly help people-to-people contact increase and understand each other. And for that, we need more mobility of people and goods. In that sense, the second or the third priority of the tourism is to increase air mobility. Turkish Airlines, even though it's not a government company, it's a flag carrier like Air Canada, they would like to increase their flights to Canada. At the moment, they're flying days in Toronto and 3 days in Montreal, and they would like to increase their frequencies, of course, naturally, like every other airliner. Mm-hmm. To promote and invest more in Canada. And lastly, as I said, with the bilateral economic relations, we would like to further develop this tie.
Certainly. With your background, oftentimes a lot of young professionals are fascinated and intrigued by diplomacy. And Your Excellency, with your extensive experience, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in possibly pursuing the field of diplomacy?
Let me start by saying that diplomacy was very important, very instrumental in the last century. It is still like that, but because of technological development, there is now more communication between countries, people, diplomats and leaders from face-to-face, I mean directly, which is very good. But role of diplomacy, is still important. Secondly, I would encourage every student of social sciences or other sciences to, if they have, continue their interest in diplomacy. Thirdly, I would also like to mention that diplomacy might seem a nice, shiny job from outside, but it's not. It is a difficult one. It's not attending cocktails or whatsoever. This is just an extension of the duty to represent and present your country. But it brings forward a lot of necessities, you know, or to be able to work under stress in difficult hardship posts, to be posted to war zone areas, to be able to operate in conflict areas, and the list could be, you know, longer. That's why I would strongly encourage Turkish and Canadian students of social sciences or another related sciences who show interest in diplomacy from this perspective as well. I'm not discouraging, on the contrary, I'm encouraging them, because it's always, bringing different features of life to the job.
Certainly. I strongly feel that diplomacy is highly relevant in today's community, and I think that being a diplomat is one of the most challenging jobs, but at the same time, there are many rewards affiliated with serving your community. And for those who are interested in learning more about the rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that's done in the diplomatic world, what would you say are some of the highlights affiliated with the work that you do? And at the same time, what would you say are perhaps one or two challenges associated with the work of a diplomat?
Yeah. Well, I will start with the nice aspects of it. First, it's always related with community and consular affairs. This should be always taken into consideration by, potential applicants to the job in diplomacy. Secondly, it makes your life, daily life and professional life, actually a joint program. You are not out of the community that is hosting, which means while serving in Canada, you have to be engaging more and more as much as possible the country, the authorities of the country, and the people on the difficulty aspect, as I was trying to explain, Canada is a very nice country, of course, but there are many other countries, many other regions that diplomacy is being conducted with difficulty. Mm-hmm. What I mean is there could be war-torn areas, there could be conflict areas, there could be war diseases or other hardships regarding the country that you are posted. And you are supposed to, of course, you are obliged to continue those relationships with your community, with the host city, and with all authorities and stakeholders or partners in a such environment as well. I think that's the general difficulty for everybody. And in today's world, unfortunately, terrorism has become a constant threat, not only to all free nations, but also diplomats of many countries, and that's why cognizant of the fact that Turkey or Canada or other countries have suffered from terrorism overseas, that's an alternative challenge that you always have to take into consideration while posted overseas.
Your Excellency, for those who are interested in contacting you, what would you say is the best way for the members of the community to get a hold of you?
Well, we have a very active social media system. They can visit our website, our Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter accounts. There they can find how we are operating, what we are doing regarding Turkish or Canadian and or Canadian community. And from there, they can write to us, they can share their comments or thoughts, they can pose their questions, And on those sites, we of course have our telephones for consular affairs and so on and so forth, including our two consulates, general consulates in Toronto and Vancouver, so they can get in touch with us. Well, as well as if they are not in those three cities, I mean Toronto, Vancouver, Ottawa, we have almost in every province and other general consul, they can always get in touch with them or through them. But if they can always directly write to me or to the embassy in Ottawa through those social media outlets.
Your Excellency, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you again immensely for doing this interview. And on behalf of the NATO Association of Canada and on behalf of all of the program editors here, I'd like to thank you very much for attending our Economy Forum again this year. As I mentioned, it was a huge success and we highly valued the speech that you delivered. And it was an honor and a privilege to have the opportunity to meet with you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor for me to attend and deliver a talk in the NATO Association of Canada meeting. And thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you.